Time now for sports. The Masters began this week on the famously leafy, evergreen, ever male Augusta National Golf Club down in Georgia. But so far, rain has been the story. In between drops on Thursday and Friday, three men tied for the lead at 5 under par, David Howland, Luke Donald of Great Britain, and American Chris DeMarco. Defending champion Phil Mickelson is three strokes back. Fiji's great Vijay Singh, who won the Masters in 2000, is 4 under par, but they couldn't even tee off on Friday. Our sports commentator Ron Rappaport is just back from Georgia, drying out his shoes, and joins us from Chicago. Ron, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. When I was there during the practice day, it was great. It was beautiful. I loved 4 days of that.
Oh, the sun always shines on you. But listening, speaking of getting teed off, huh? Vijay Singh got teed off at Phil Mickelson, didn't he?
Well, you know, Scott, that when they're having more excitement off the golf course than on, that the Masters is in trouble. I'm just sorry that CBS's cameras weren't in that champion's locker room on the second floor of the clubhouse. That's where the action really was. When
now what happened
Mickelson yet? Shook his finger in Singh's face, I guess.
Now, Vijay Singh was complaining that Phil Mickelson mucked up the 12th green by stepping on it or something.
His spikes were too long. That's a new one, that apparently he had switched from shorter spikes to longer spikes because it was really wet and slippery. And so they brought in all the equipment people explaining the use of the spikes and this and that. And then they had the PGA officials, USGA officials out there taking a look to see whether the spike, and Phil's spikes were given a clean bill of health, and I know that certainly makes me feel good.
What do we make of the fact that I guess almost half the players aren't from the United States? What's it say about where talent is in golf these days?
Well, I think that if you're a golf fan, that this is a great thing. It just shows that the game has spread. Mm-hmm. Also, I think that they come here because this is where the money is, Scott. They do really well in their own countries, but then when they really think that they're on the march, that they can really match up with the best in the world. Mm. Here's where they want to come, because if you win a golf tournament in the U.S., you win $1 million. I mean, it's a pretty simple reason why they're coming here.
That's
so
right,
we're certainly drawing the best, yeah.
Baseball question. The Mets, biggest payroll in the National League, and so far have lost their first four games at home. If they were the Yankees, not the Mets, George Steinbrenner would have already fired the manager and brought Billy Martin back from the dead.
Well, Scott, I guess that makes it official, that and the fact that the Cubs blew their first ninth-inning lead of the season yesterday.
Yes, I noticed. Kerry Wood pitched well, but no relief from the bullpen.
There you go.
Well, Ron, nice talking to you.
Always a pleasure, Scott.
Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here on Weekend Edition, and his newly published book is The Immortal Bobby, Bobby Jones, and the Golden Age of Golf.